Good afternoon, all my three listeners. I think from the last time, now it's four, because one person decided that because they didn't know the link, I did an injustice to them. So they got the link, and now they are among four of my listeners. Anyway, mkwaje, siwajui, but nimwamis. Now, today, nime hijackiwa. I have a very random guest. My good madam, what is your name?
My name is Nyambura.
Okay, Nyambura, welcome to the Bull's Pen. Here we discuss anything, but not the normal, let me tell you, minor things.
We discuss what the bull decides.
We discuss what the bull says, and we try to hit the bullseye. Thank you for saying that.
Oh, we like the bull already.
Ah, you listeners, guests wanakujanga kwa hii podcast wanakwaga wamekubali. Anyway, so I had a thought in mind, Nyambura, and that's why I wanted you to help me out. I wanted us to talk about something that I've seen countless times on the internet. I think I wanted you to come record with me because I wanted your take on it. Today we're going to be discussing firstborn. You are supposed to be discussing firstborns in general, but I think we should go into firstborn daughters. You're a firstborn daughter, Cindy.
Unfortunately, yes.
How does that feel?
It's hell.
It's hell?
It's the ghetto.
Why is it the ghetto? Do you have any siblings?
I'm an only child.
So how is it hell if you're an only child? You're not raising anyone?
I'm raising my mother.
Oh, wow. Okay. So, you see, now this is why we needed to record this thing about firstborn daughters. Because apparently kids, firstborns are raising. If you have kids and you are firstborn, you're raising your kids and their grandmother or grandfather. But as a firstborn daughter, I wanted your take on the way daughters relate to their moms. This is why you're very important to the podcast. So you're welcome to the podcast.
Thank you.
All right. So you can probably introduce yourself, and then we go dive into this 3 minutes in.
Okay. My name is Nyambura. I love bulls.
The cows?
Okay, you could say that. Anyway, Ndagwa, I don't think I'm the right person you want to be talking about firstborn daughters and their mothers, because I probably would come off a bit hateful, but honestly, it is the way it is.
The relationship between you and your mother cannot be that bad. Atibaka, you come off hateful. First of all, I want you to make people understand, why is there such a tense relationship between firstborn grown daughters and their mothers? Why is the relationship so tense compared to mothers and their sons?
Okay, first, so there's two sides. There's firstborn daughters and their mothers in full families. Like, in full families, I mean, there's a dad involved. There, you're always the threat. You're always
in a place where the dad is not present.
In a place where the dad is present, your mother will never like you, because what are you doing in my house? Go and get your own house and your own husband. Okay.
At what age does that set in?
Once you get boobs.
but some girls get boobs as early as what? 14, 13?
Listen, okay. I think, I assume there are good mothers out there. Okay.
I'd like to assume most of them are good.
I'd like to assume. And then there's situations like mine where you're a firstborn only child to a single mother. Now, this is the real ghetto. Okay. This is the ghetto of the ghetto. Okay. Because here, so you're the confidant, you're the husband, you're the financier. You're never the child. Let's just get that out of the picture first. Like, the child, you're not. Basically, just scrap that. You are their competitor and their helper, bottom line.
It's funny that you bring up the point of being their husband and their financier. Does that mean that, let's say you had siblings and you are not the most financially stable, so does that mean they would seek out the most financially stable person and be closer to them than you? Even if you're the firstborn, but you had somebody else that follows you but was not very financially stable, would they make them the financier?
Of course they would. I mean, even like, am I supposed to tell my personal story?
Are you comfortable with that?
Should I say my testimony?
This one is very much a dramatic person, but we move this podcast sometimes host people who are just okay.
Ivo umesema nitoe ushuhuda.
Listen, please. Can we focus?
I'm focused. I just need to go ahead.
Yeah, sure. Tell me your experience.
So like for me, when I don't have money, trust me, she finds someone who has more money than me to be her favorite at that point. So I have cousins who replace me on and off, right?
Why are you laughing?
I'm laughing because, you guys, it's sad. Like, please, listen, bull. I call you bull, or I call you Ndegwa.
You can call me bull. Or even Ndegwa.
My God.
I think it's fine.
All right, bull. Let me tell you, this part you have to insert sad music. Okay.
We'll do that if we figure out how to edit in this recording thing.
I am laughing because it's really sad. Like, it's really sad. Like, when you're not the person who can support them at that time, they definitely look for the next person who they think, okay, like for my situation, my mom helped raise my cousins, several of my cousins. So, and my mom is highly manipulative. So she's always those ones for, unajua mimi ndio nilikupeleka shule. And somehow you just find a way to give her money. So, I mean, when I don't have money, I got helpers. Can I get a witness? I got helpers.
Oh, so, quick question. Does it make you... How does that affect your relationships with other people? Probably in places like your workplace or even personal relationships, where from home you've just come from an environment where do you feel used, like at home?
I feel used all the time.
So how does that reflect in your personal relationship?
So then I have walls all the time. But is this the part where I can get like I can peel the onion and like show you guys my insides and everything?
Don't show people your
inside. You don't want to see my inside wall? You don't know? You don't want to see?
Tell me how it makes you feel. Tell me how it affects your other relationships.
I mean, I think then you become very cautious. And so, okay, naturally, you become a very nurturing person. That side of you is always on. Like, you want to take care of people and you want, because Because for you, from the person who gave you life, if you nurture her, then it validates you. So you always feel the need to be validated. Are you thirsty?
Go on. You know, we are having drinks as we discuss these things. So sometimes I have from the things you say, I have to take like a sip from time to time. So go on.
In short, what you're saying, what I'm getting from what you're saying, Bull, is that this is heavy.
This is very heavy information because personally, me, I'm the firstborn on my end. And so my relationship with my parental unit is very different from, I don't think it's that different, but today we are not discussing me. We are discussing...
What the hell is a parental unit?
A parental unit is your parent.
Okay.
Either it's the masculine parent.
It's whatever unit. Version of parent you get.
Whether it's the masculine parental unit or maternal. There's the maternal matriarch.
Yeah.
And the patriarch.
Yeah.
Now, okay, go on. Do you feel like you have to overcompensate with like your lovers or friends? Do you feel like you have to overcompensate on how you treat them based on the kind of love or care you receive at home or you don't receive at home?
Okay, please, first of all, I have never received love, okay, at home. I have never, ever received love. All I received was bath, and then...
Bath as in kuzaliwa?
Yes, and then I got raised.
Who raised you?
My grandma. My mom was abroad for most of my life.
Oh.
So my grandma raised me. I think when I was younger, it did affect how I relate with people, especially on an intimate basis, because then... You do feel the need to constantly give and give and give and give because you think that if you don't, then no one will love you enough or no one will want to stay.
So does that mean, I don't know if this is stepping off the tangent, but do you feel like people took advantage of that? When you tell people... That you feel the need to... Do you ever tell people that you feel the need to overcompensate?
Can I get a drink?
Okay.
Because let me tell you something, guys. Let me tell you something. I have suffered. In this life, I have suffered. See. I think once people realize that you're a bit broken and you're vulnerable on one side, they do take advantage of you. And because, I think being in a place where you're not 100% emotionally mature, then you always make bad decisions with the partners that you choose. And so all the partners that I chose in my younger years were terrible, terrible, terrible people.
Did they take advantage of you?
They did take advantage of me, and even the one person who wasn't taking advantage of me, for me it wasn't normal. And so on top of many other things, I just sabotaged that relationship.
So how did it feel when you watch your mother being very nice to not really your siblings, but let's say your cousins, but then with you they're very harsh, how does that make you feel? Even when you're now, does it carry over from that time to your adulthood?
Of course it does. I think, well, I went to therapy So therapy helped. So I know. So part of me.
Congratulations.
That's right. Therapy. That's right.
Did it help?
We thank Jesus.
I think you should actually say how we'll come to that if therapy really helped you.
But listen, listen. All of y'all.
Who is
everybody,
y'all?
All your three listeners. And their friends.
I don't think my three listeners want to go to therapy.
Listen, it's not a matter of wanting. Y'all should just go to therapy.
My three listeners, please don't feel insulted. You know, me, I value you. So only go to therapy if you want. My three listeners, please don't leave me.
Yeah, please don't leave him. Okay, fine. So me, I went to therapy. So having learned whatever I learned in therapy and having been more aware and more mature, then I know that most of the problems that I have with her stem from herself. Because, well, my dad was a very violent man, but Aki, am I not making this conversation too dark and like, oh my God. So they stem from her. So, but the truth is, because as a child, you know, whether you're 30, whether you're 40, you're still your mother's child. Mm. As a child, you do constantly feel like this woman could not give one rat's ass about me. Like, for me, she only cares when I have lots of money and I'm directing it towards her direction. And the way she interacts, like with my cousins, she's their friends. My mom knows everything about my cousins. She knows when they're getting abortions. She knows when they have boyfriends. She knows when they have jobs. My mom doesn't even know who I'm dating right now.
That's interesting. Okay, so what really do you think your mom would come through for you if, let's say, you are in a problem, a really big problem? Do you think even given the relationship that you have with her, do you suppose she'd still come through for you?
Definitely.
Why?
I think for her, it's because I'm the only person. I'm her ride or die. She doesn't like it very much, but it's the truth. I'm her ride or die. So I get her out of fixes. She gets me out of mine. Though I don't find myself in many fixes because she's the teenager in the relationship. But she would come and get me out of fixes. Let me ask you, Bull, are you always this serious in your podcast? You're so serious. Yanni, I'm just like, oh my God, this guy. Like, I can't even feel the tipsiness of whatever I am drinking.
That's because me, ladies and gentlemen, me, I'm a big advocate of people using good drugs. And by good drugs, I don't mean heroin and cocaine. I mean good drugs that enhance your mental state.
But see, we are using good drugs.
But then again, I'm also an advocate of, please don't use drugs if your mental state is fucked up. Because you'll also end up fucked up. Anyway.
Sir, wait, sir. Did you just call my mental state fucked up?
No, I didn't say anything about you. I just said I'm a big proponent of, let's call them psychoactives. psychedelics, I'm a big proponent of them. I know that's very off topic. And I hope one day we're going to discuss those things. But,
teacher.
What?
Teacher, when we're discussing psychedelics, can I be invited on the show?
You might, if you're willing to partake.
We're going to use?
No. When we partake, we meditate.
People can lie.
Listen, I'm not serious, but I feel like this subject is something that needs to be carried with a bit more heaviness. It's a very heavy subject,
it
personally.
It is heavy, but you see,
for most people, it's very emotional.
It is.
Because it hurts you in your very, in your inner spaces.
It does, but let me ask you this. Okay, so I am many years old.
Okay.
And I've hurt for many years.
Okay.
So if I keep carrying that hurt, what does it do to me?
Did therapy, going to therapy, did it help you identify the key issues that you have to address between you and her?
Going to therapy made me realize that she has a lot of unresolved issues and made me realize the issues that I have with her. Yes. And so I occasionally have found myself in situations where I've had to address those issues.
Directly?
Directly, sometimes pleasantly and not so pleasantly.
So have you ever confronted her and told her, this is what I think, you really hurt me at some point and that was not nice and stuff like that?
Okay, so my mother does not hear that kind of language. The language my mother hears is, baadhi hapa ndio umenifikisha na itabidi nimekuambia sasa tuheshimiane.
Did it change anything?
It did.
Oh, okay.
It did.
Would you tell, like, people in your position, which I assume is a lot of, because, you know, before I brought up this conversation, it came up in a lot of conversations with other people about how they feel there's a tense thing between their mothers and themselves. So when you confronted her, what response do you get? Why are you laughing? What a check.
Because that day, you know where I slept.
Ulala nje kama panga.
Nilikuwa nje kama lori. The response is not always nice, for sure. The response is not always nice. My mom is headstrong. My mom is headstrong. My mom is a hurting woman. My mom is, she's a lot of things. So her first response is, you want to leave? Be my guest. And my reaction is, also, I should leave.
So you leave.
Then I leave.
And then?
And I left.
Did you go back?
After 4 days, I did.
Why did you go back?
Because I needed a place to stay. And I needed my clothes. I went back because... Okay, I went back for my kids. You know that. I went back for my kids. But also because I realized that she's getting older. And I'm all that she's got. And when worst comes to the worst...
Mm.
It's gonna be me.
You know, it's funny that you mentioned something about getting older, but I find that a big part of adulthood is coming to terms with the fact that your parents are actually aging, and it's a bit sad. Even if you did not have the best relationships when you were younger, the fact that you can see your parent getting older, it kind of hits you in a different place.
Ndago, I'm feeling like this one is emotional. Just take a sip. Just hydrate kidogo.
It hits you in a different place when you see that your parent is getting older. Sure. And you feel... Do you ever feel the need to, like, fix things?
Oh, my God. Yeah. Kwanza juzi, I realized she's forgetting stuff. She's forgetting a lot of things. And me seeing her in a position... You know, my mom has always been... She can handle it. So seeing her in that situation where she's forgetful and she's vulnerable, that scares me. It scares me because that's not who she is. I mean, my mom is strong. My mom is mean. My mom is, you know, like, that's who she is. She's headstrong. So seeing her vulnerable and seeing her needing help is very difficult for me to see. So I feel like, yes, I do feel like I need to. What was the question?
Okay. Quick question. Do you feel, would you describe what you feel towards her? Or, I don't know if this also applies to other people, but do you feel like what applies to you in regards of your feelings towards her is a sense of duty, or is it actual, do you actually love her?
Duty.
So you feel like it's a, you're obligated to help her because you're her daughter?
Yes.
Or because there's no one else?
Because there's no one else.
So if you had someone else, like a sibling?
If she had someone else, she'd probably choose them over me.
Oh, that's dark.
That's why we're drinking through this session, Bull.
First, ladies and gentlemen, me, I'd like everybody to know me. It's like I don't drink.
Ah! People can lie. Human beings can lie.
But I don't drink.
My God.
I don't drink.
You don't drink what?
I don't drink bad alcohol.
What do you drink?
Because
you drink?
I feel like this is the point where I have to confess this podcast. Today, particularly, is sponsored very proudly by a very Kenyan owned Kibeng.
That's right.
Makofi ya Kibeng. Kibeng is kibao, my friends.
That's right.
Very smooth alcohol. That's right. Yeah, ngafanya watu wakatoa secret.
That's right.
Yeah, we digress. Okay, let me ask you a question. Mm-hmm. Because this is something that is very common with all, not all firstborn daughters, but most.
Mm-hmm.
Do you think it's because this sense of competition comes from, it starts from when you are a child? Or is it something that only comes up? Because I've seen relationships where daughters and their mothers are very close.
Yes.
And they tell each other everything, yes. And they have very good confidence with,
yes,
each other.
Yes.
But then the ones that are hostile,
it's hell.
They are very hostile.
Yes. I think the ones that are hostile, like mine, is because your mom went through shit in her adult life when she didn't expect it. And so the hostility comes up when you now start becoming an adult. Because it's what she expects you to be. And I think it's even worse when you become better than what she was. It's worse.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's worse. I think there's mothers who would actually just prefer if you went through exactly what they went through, or worse. Because then when you get better, it makes them feel bad. Because then for a healthy person, they'd want you to get better than what they got. But when they get a raw deal and everything. I remember my first marriage.
Oh, you've been married before?
I've been married twice.
Oh, goddamn. Whoo! She a veteran.
That's right.
Yeah, damn.
So, my first marriage.
I think that one we'll have to discuss at a different time.
Another topic? Different drink?
Different drink, yes, but that one has to come but I.
Okay. So, my first marriage, when he proposed to me, my God. You know the way you see in movies, like you've just gotten your ring and you get home and you're showing everyone your ring?
Yeah. Oh, I wouldn't know because
of course.
I haven't been married, but
of course. Let me tell you the way my mother rolled her eyes at me. Guy. Have you ever felt insufficient?
Guy.
Hey.
Let me tell you, my
guy. Ah, at that point I was sure I was adopted. Guy. It was toxic. Toxic.
It was toxic.
Toxicity. Toxicity of the highest. Uh-huh. Yani, she rolled her eyes at me and she, yani, Like, it was so bad. Like, no one was happy. She wasn't happy for me.
Did she approve of the thing?
She doesn't care.
Had she met the person?
Well, I don't think you have enough alcohol in this place for us to have that conversation.
Okay, fine.
For her, it wasn't about the person. For her, it was that she was like, okay, proposed, so now what the hell am I cheering for? Okay, and mind that's... you, he proposed right after we're going into a dark space. We're going to another dark space. So he proposed right after I had had his ectopic pregnancy.
Hey,
so I came...
I was not prepared for all this.
Should I go?
I was... Not, you're not going because you're already my guest. Now, but now me, I was not prepared to go down this rabbit hole.
I stop. The hole is too deep. Whew. Is it too deep?
My listeners, all three of you, we've never gone down these dark holes before, but, well, maybe I should have chosen a better topic, but you listen.
Is the hole too deep, Ndegwa?
This rabbit hole is too deep,
can
isn't
you
it?
Not hear, feel the hole, Ndegwa?
This one, Imeenda. Ini kama Imeenda. Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah, so it was right after surgery and had just come home. And he was like, you know what? First of all, he didn't even show up to hospital when I was in hospital and whatever.
This is a different conversation.
It's a very different conversation. But then he decided, you know what? I want to spend the rest of my life with you. And he took me to my favorite restaurant. And he proposed.
So how does all this tie in with your mother?
That my mother was disgusted is how it ties.
Would you, because you said again that your mother would save you out of bad situations.
Yes, she would. Situations that involve her manipulating the police, she would save me.
So would you say that the way she regarded this person is because she could see the danger?
It wasn't about the person. Look, I know my mother. My mother, I've had people come home to see me and my mother wouldn't even shower or remove her kitamba on her head. Okay. But when this guy used to come to see me, my mom used to shower and wear her favorite clothes so that he wouldn't find her looking shabby.
Because, this one guy?
Yeah, because he was from a very wealthy home.
Oh, wow. Okay.
So her issue wasn't him. She probably thought I was a bad fit.
You know, every time you say something, I think of something new. Because now you've mentioned about being married into a wealthy home. But again, you've also mentioned it, the same thing that you're not very happy.
Yeah.
So I think this would probably make very good content about people who want to be married into wealthy homes, but then they don't end up happy.
Don't get married at 21. Don't.
Is this financial advice?
Every advice.
Oh, it's investment. Emotional.
Spiritual.
Yeah.
Just don't get married at 21. Go on.
You got married at 21?
Please. You need a whole other bottle.
Okay. Ladies, gentlemen, this ini mambo, ini ngumu saidi.
Neari to ha.
This one is very hard. But then... So, let me ask. People constantly talk about cut off your parents, cut off toxic friends, go ghost. Me, by the way, personally, I'm a very big proponent of going ghost.
I know.
Would you say it's harder for you to do that when it's like somebody like that? Because, you know, it's not very easy to always call out your parent if you feel like they're on the wrong.
Listen, it's very easy to cut off your parent. My mom and I hadn't talked for almost 2 years. I only went back home because my second marriage was toxic. Okay. And I needed a place to go. But yeah, I mean, it's very easy for you to cut off toxic parents.
So would you advise people to do it?
Of course. Because it's good for your mental health. I think for me, like, let me tell you, if I had not gone for therapy and then found myself in a situation where I'm back in her house and having to interact with her, I wouldn't be sane right now. Because cutting them off actually gives you a sense of independence, actually gives you a sense of sanity and just stability and just understanding that there's nothing wrong with you.
Okay. So, let's say this. We've already established the fact that there are parents who will not be close to you.
Yes.
From the very beginning.
Yes.
And it's not that you are the problem.
Yes.
They are the problem.
Yes.
So you need to stop blaming yourself.
Yes.
Because, you know, I've seen these cases where you mpaka unajituma, unajenga mzazi wako, nini, they ask you, especially if you have money.
Yes.
But the minute the cash flow stops.
Yes.
And I'm very sorry, but if you're in a position where you're the provider right now,
yeah,
in this year,
yeah,
and then things stop because it's very likely,
yeah,
just prepare yourself to be treated really badly, because
yeah,
we are heading into very dark financial times. So the key is, first of all, you stop blaming yourself.
Yes.
Right?
Yes.
And then if you can, you personally,
yes,
you're saying that it is best if you seek personal help.
Yes.
Please. Once you realize that maybe you cannot fix the other person,
yes,
go and fix yourself.
Yeah.
And love your parents from a distance.
Love yourself.
First.
Love yourself.
What about people who say you cannot just abandon your parents, because as at the end of the day they're still your parents, they still raised you.
That's fine.
And these are still how haini mahali.
That's fine. And you see, that's why I'm saying love yourself first. Because by loving myself I realize that I'm the only thing that she's got. And so whatever she needs I'm gonna give her. But there's no emotional attachment.
What do you mean there's no emotional
attachment? There's no emotional attachment. There's nothing. Everything emotional that attached me to her was toxic. And so after therapy, I let go of that.
That's heavy.
Yeah.
To just cement that point. To cement that point, you're saying it's okay to cut off those ties.
Yes.
Enjoy your relationship from a distance.
Listen.
Or just completely.
For me, I didn't enjoy any relationship. There was no relationship. For me, I cut off. Okay? Until we got to a point where we can talk to each other. Ya kuheshimiana, and then we know that this is the level that we're talking to each other on. But not everyone. Not everyone's case is as bad as mine. So find out what situation you're in. How bad is your situation? And then get to a point where you realize, and this is what I have to do for my good, for my sanity. Because bottom line is, you probably will have a kid and you want to carry what your mom did to you to someone else. You know, to an innocent child. So find out what level you're at with your mother, and then see what works for you. For me, I had to cut her off completely. And we started from scratch. We're not there yet. I don't even think I want us to be there. But, I mean, at least she knows how far she can go. And I know what I'm supposed to do and nothing more.
Okay, final question as we... I think we've been talking for a while. Final question as we wrap this up. Do you respect your parents?
Which parents?
Okay, do you respect your mother?
I respect my mother.
Do you love your mother?
No.
You said you had kids.
Yes.
How close are
had.
You?
I have.
You have kids? Not yes. Had. I yes. Said I have. You said you have kids.
Yes.
How close are they to your mother?
Oh my God. They love her. She loves them.
And so you don't hold them back from...
No. Huh. No, no.
That's very interesting. How do they interact?
She's shosho. I mean, you, how are you with your shosho?
A normal shosho.
She's a shosho. She's just a shosho who spoils you rotten.
Mm.
Well, her, well, she's a bit toxic for I'm better than your mom, but she's still shosho. Yeah, she's still shosho. And I mean, every kid needs a shosho. I was raised by my shosho. So I wouldn't hold them back from their shosho. And she totally loves them. I mean, my son washes her feet whenever he's around every evening and tells her how beautiful she looks in the morning when she goes to the shower. So, I mean...
It's a good kid.
He's a gentleman.
Right. Ooh. I don't think I was ready for that. Personally, I was not ready. My friend, I was not ready. But I think it's a very personal journey when you realize that you don't have the same parental bond with your child. And so, listen, Nyambura, I have to let you go.
Yeah.
But thank you for showing up.
You're welcome.
I know this topic was very random. We tend to have those things. I think this is one of the longer ones that I've made since I've not been recording with Chito. That has been years, but okay. Thank you for showing up. Thank you for giving us, mm-hmm. all my three people,
mm-hmm.
Your insights.
Four.
Four.
That's right.
Your insights, mm-hmm. and in diving deep into your very personal life.
Mm-hmm.
I hope you find peace and togetherness, right? My drink today with my guest has been sponsored by Kenya, brand Kenya, Kibeng, Kibao. Kibao and tonic. It's a really good drink.
So very nice.
It's a very good drink, very nice. And so, with that, my people.
So now you didn't even let me say bye.
See, wait.
Ah, dear man.
Let me just... Okay, tell them.
Bye, something. Guys. Bye, guys. Oh my God, it has been so good to talk to you today. Umtu mbaka ni gonga gonga tisijini siongeleshe. Anyway, I think if there's nothing you're gonna take away from this podcast today, go for therapy, whether you think you need help or not.
But therapy is expensive.
Okay, get someone you can talk to. Like, just listen, everyone needs someone where you can just go and tell your deepest, dark, you know, those things. For mimi kwa kusema ukweli, mimi alikuwa amenifikisha point ya kumdunga kisu. Like, just go get someone you can tell that to and they won't judge you. Everyone needs someone like that. Yeah, I mean, I love y'all, the bull. Thank you for having me.
You're welcome.
I hope you're gonna have me again.
We'll see about that.
Excuse?
My guests will tell me. My listeners, all four of you, they will tell me.
Okay.
It's a very easy process because all four of them get to vote. And so when the eyes have it, mm-hmm. you shall be back.
Okay.
Goodbye. And it's on Valentine's. So...
Happy Valentine's Day.
Tuonane November kwa maternity ward.